Alice Blumenfeld's been dancing for most of her life.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I was born dancing, but I started taking dance classes when I was 3. I started with ballet.
When she was 12, Alice went to see a performance by a flamenco troupe from Spain, and it proved to be a life-altering moment.
It almost felt like an out-of-body experience or something. I just became so enraptured and enthralled in the dancing, and it was in that moment that I decided I want to be able to do what this dancer is doing.
Alice began devouring any and everything flamenco. She took classes in Albuquerque, where there's been a thriving community for decades, and within a few years she was performing and was even teaching flamenco before she moved to New York City for college in 2008. There, she regularly performed in Spanish theaters and in restaurants.
Traditionally speaking, it's a structured improvisation, usually. So that gives a lot of freedom to express what I feel in the moment. So I'm not stuck dancing the same choreography over and over again, but I'm able to really live in the moment and dance in the moment and be myself in the moment.
Alice says the art form has its own language. Specific sounds and footwork make up the grammatical structure. And the conversation happens between the dancer, the guitarist, and the singer.
There's a system of communication between the dancers and the musicians, and mostly the dancer is in charge.
She says the dancer controls pretty much everything, from the speed to when the piece actually ends. Between the guitar and the dancer's foot tapping and finger snapping, hand clapping, this rhythmic brocade is woven.
And eventually you create your own style, you tell your own stories, you're able to have a dialogue and understand each other.
The dialogue is one wrought with emotion as performers tell stories of love and jealousy, as well as poverty, persecution, even death. The words to the songs are sometimes ecstatic, but often tragic. When Alice finished college, she wanted to spend as much time in Spain as possible. She'd already studied for a semester there, so she knew she wanted to be surrounded by other flamenco artists or flamencos.
I think to really grow as a flamenco artist, it really helps to go to Spain and to be so immersed in that culture and to be surrounded by so many other flamencos.
Moving to Europe and paying for lessons would be expensive, so that's why Alice applied for a Fulbright scholarship, one of the most prestigious and competitive award programs in the world.
It was an incredibly difficult application, I will say that, and it forced me to really think about what I wanted to do in flamenco and what I lacked. For me, what I was really hungry for was to really understand the connection between those dance steps and the music so then I could create my own dances and tell my own stories.
Spending hundreds of hours on the application, Alice was pretty sure it was a long shot, but in the spring of 2012, she got an acceptance letter.
That was basically the happiest moment of my life. I know I had to read it twice because I had to make sure it was real. I was just so elated. I couldn't even say anything.
Sevilla, where Alice went, is 1/12 the size of New York City. But she says the experience was like going from a small town to a great big city in the world of flamenco.
The more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. Flamenco is just infinite. And so to be in Sevilla, in the center of Andalusia, I was able to experience all the different nuances and the different styles of these rhythms.
Alice returned to Albuquerque this summer, debuting her work in a show called Un Paseo por Andalucía. She says it was both comforting and an honor to be back collaborating with the Albuquerque musicians who'd helped initiate her into the dance years ago.
They're some of the best musicians around, for sure, in the whole country.
Because flamenco is improvisational, Alice and her guitar virtuoso Ricardo Onglada only had to get together once to briefly rehearse and run through the show's structure before performing.
The very end, the last step I'll do.
So as of right now, I have a lot of work dancing. I'm feeling very optimistic about making my living as an artist, and I couldn't be happier about that, really.
Alice has been touring around the country for the past several months. Reviews call her dancing exhilarating. She hopes to return to Spain soon to dive even further into the infinite world of flamenco. In Albuquerque, I'm Rita Daniels.